The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emma Gormley.
We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims. Oh my gosh, do you remember my wedding? Oh,
I remember.
You believe 10 years ago, Sims Stuber happened. Fuck.
10 years ago, Stuber married both of us.
He really did. I mean, it probably was one of the best days of my life. Like, I'm not joking. Like, yeah. It was probably one of the best. Like, once, after Africa happened, and you guys know about Africa, I thought he was going to propose, and he fucking didn't. I did my nails every day for a week. I had outfits. He didn't propose. But then he did. From, like, May to September 24th, it was fun.
Yeah.
You know why it was fun? I had the fucking best wedding planner in the universe ever sitting across from me right now. Okay, yeah.
She's a pretty big deal, guys.
She's a pretty big deal. Her and her partner, Stephanie Cove, Neely Shell, you have been there for me since the beginning of the Sims Stuber.
Well, the SS world.
The SS world, plus Imisha. Honestly, one of the best days of my life. And I literally am so excited today. We have Stephanie Cove, Neely Shell. Stephanie co-founded Stephanie Cove and Company over, I don't know, how many years now?
Over five.
Over five years ago.
God, time flies.
They are known for discretion and refined taste. High-end weddings, galas, dinners. If you want to spend money, hire Stephanie Cove and Neely Shell. No joke, though. Honestly, they're expensive, okay? They're rich. They're rich. They are a full-service event production company specializing in worldwide events all over the world. I can't even tell you their clientele. She can't even tell you her clientele.
But if it's a big wedding with a big celebrity name, most likely you'll know that Stephanie and Neely were running around with headsets on.
Seriously. They're like in the walkie-talkies. We're so happy to have you guys on.
Thanks
like
for having us.
You know, so many people talk about my wedding, talk about my kids' parties. I'm like, oh my God, I did it. No, I didn't. I love you guys. I love that your taste is just, it's unbelievable. I mean, my wedding. Let's talk about my wedding for a second. Let's just take us back.
I mean, keep talking about it.
Keep talking about it.
Let's do it.
Napa. Great house. Wasn't it amazing?
Beautiful.
It was so good. Beautiful.
The weeping trees.
The weeping trees, the piano, the cocktails, the dinner, and then you have to have an after dinner, and then there's another dinner for the after dinner, burgers, fries. Oh,
all
so
the colors.
Good. All the colors.
Flowers down
she did
the table.
She did square tables when no one was doing square.
You were the first, I believe.
It was like.
Started the trend.
It wasn't country chic. But it was chic.
Very and, chic.
Oh, it was rustic chic.
It was like
without
signs,
any mason jars.
Without no any mason jars. No. Like, see, she gets like. She
it was
gets,
rich country.
She was rich country. She gets ornery. No, but we really are. We're so happy. You guys do the smallest events to the biggest events. And I think today we wanted to talk about a little bit about your background, how you started. Because everybody was like, what's Stephanie like? What's Neely like? God, are they in a bad mood? No, they're happy. They're distressed.
But also, I
are
think.
Are we ever in a bad mood?
Never.
But also, I think, you know, to have done these incredible weddings and parties and all of the things that you guys do, most people don't necessarily have access to someone like you. So I think you have such a wealth of information that I think, you know, especially summertime, people love to throw a party, a 4th of July party or whatever it is. Your tips are going to be gold for all of our listeners.
So hosting 101. And then I just love like your hosting ideas and your ideas for parties. So, but first, we're going to take us back on the journey. How did Stephanie Cove become an event planner?
A long time ago.
long time ago.
My first job, I was 17, I think, was at the Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach. So I learned all the parts of a hotel, then went to hotel school.
You went to hotel school?
I did. I minored in psychology. I probably should have majored in psychology.
She deals with a lot of brides and a lot of families.
And then from there, I got into food and beverage. From food and beverage, I got into hotels again on the event side. Lots of private events, catering, and weddings. From there, I moved to Los Angeles. I think I met you around here somewhere.
It was crazy. I mean, at the time, you guys, you were partnered with Afat. And you were there for a few years. But I will say I've never met, I mean, Stephanie and I completely bonded. And Neely, you were there from the beginning. Like, I just had never met two people with better taste. And when you throw a wedding or you throw a big event, it's literally like designing a house, building it, and tearing it down in 24 hours.
Totally.
Is the best way and explain it.
That's the best way to explain it.
For everyone out there who are trying to hire a Neely or a Stephanie, or they're just trying to get ideas on their own. Will you guys walk our listeners through like how you curate and how you come up with the ideas and put them together? Will you kind of walk through that?
And also how you create a guest list? Because I think the guest list impacts the theme and the party.
Oh, and the theme. Okay, just go.
Well, I think first of all, on our end, the way we do it is we need to know who we're working for. Obviously, for you, it's easy. We've worked together for 11 years, so you give a few words. We know what to do.
Just do it.
Superhero, go.
For others.
Superhero, go.
We really need them to send us, you know, whether it's architecture, whether it's floral, some kind of, whether it's theme, whether it's jokes, whatever it is, to tell us about their personality so that we can start an inspiration to help find that theme or what it is that we're
going to put together.
Like?
What kind of drinks that you order?
It's literally like an interview. Like when they will interview, like, what do you like to eat? What's your favorite color? If you could describe your wedding in three words, what would it be? I mean, you definitely go deep dive psychologically to get into that person's head. I think that's probably why your psychology classes were so important. You can talk anyone off a ledge. Just hire you.
Yes. And then I'll just go jump off my other one. No, just kidding. So I think that that's the way it starts. And obviously, if you're not hiring someone, it's a good way to look at it yourself. Like, let me go get some really cool inspiration that's not your typical party inspiration and use that to get where we're going, whether it's a theme or just a really cool tabletop at home that doesn't look like every other tabletop at home.
Yeah. And you always say, like, you get a theme from, it could be from a flower,
yeah,
from a saying.
From a flower. What's your favorite song? What was the first dance at your mom's wedding? You know, what, you know, are you a dog person or are you a cat person? That's a big difference.
It's a big difference.
Oh, totally.
We're dog,
you know,
people.
Yeah, we're
go
not.
Dogs.
Three of us are, and we've got one cat person over here.
I do
love a cat. He won't let me get a cat, honestly.
No, stupid. Well, I wouldn't be able to stay at your house if you did.
I know.
Well, you know, we go deep into it, but also I think for people that are at home and kind of doing this for themselves, interview yourself. What kind of party have you always wanted to have? What kind of thing do you want to do to express yourself with your guests? You know, like maybe, you know, maybe there's something really cool you've always dreamed of. You're throwing your own party. Why not go for it?
What's the most important thing you ask every bride or groom besides budget?
We don't usually ask that first.
We ask that second.
I think really how you want this to reflect you. What are the most important things when the guests walk away that they're saying that was such a great experience, or that food was so good, or that music was so good? In my opinion, it should be that was so easy because it was planned really well, but also it was so the two of them, whether it's the music, the food, the way the whole thing was planned. Instead of sitting, we had a party the whole time. It was station food and band and dancing. You could eat when you want. You never sat down. You didn't have to watch toast the whole time. Like, that was so them. So I think from the beginning, I like to hear a lot of that. I'm usually on a text chain with the bride and the groom, and they just start rambling together now on jokes, things between them, funny photos, and I really can pick up a lot about what to design from there.
Do you guys remember the back to school feeling? It was such an event in my household growing up. I remember my mom being so excited, but also nervous for me for that first day back at school. I always wanted to start the year on a really fresh note and come back with a bang, like every girl. I thought it was so fun to dress to impress, wanting to be the best version of myself that year. Okay, enough of nostalgia. I know it's early to talk back to school, but I really have been priding myself lately on being overly prepared for holidays and big events, giving myself a little pat on the back. I figured you guys would want to jump on the bandwagon with me too. So back to school. Let's talk about it. I'm ripping the Band-Aid off now, ordering stuff for the kids so I'm done with it by the time school rolls around in September. And let me tell you something, it's super important because I love not having to stress. Macy's has everything my kids need and everything your kids will need too. They do such a great job of organizing their back-to-school curation. It's so user-friendly, you guys are going to love it. Not only do they organize by categories, but they also style too. For little ones who have their strong, very strong opinions, yes, Scarlett Suber, I'm talking about you, they have their strong opinions already. They've made an edit for those who are a little arty, a little preppy, and love a little denim with a twist. I need for me to stock up on basics for my kids because they're growing up so fast. New shoes, new socks, and of course, they get to pick out their new backpack because there's always ones at the end of the year that get so dirty and filthy that, guess what, they deserve a new backpack. Maybe even I'll throw in some tie-dye t-shirts because Brooks loves him a tie-dye, which he's been living in this summer. I have to say, they're really cute on him. For Scarlett, I'm thinking I'll try to find her some frilly dresses. Yeah, she's part tomboy, but she does love herself a floral dress, so she kind of takes after her mom. Wink, wink. For little Gray Gray, well, he's not getting hand-me-downs anymore. He's going to get new pairs of shorts, new pairs of shoes, shirts. He's going to get his first real backpack because he's going to kindergarten. And while I can't quite speak to this just yet, thank God Macy's has a great selection for those of you who have kids entering college. Let me tell you something, dorm essentials are included. To ensure you get everything you want before it's sold out, head over to Macy's.com/backtoschool. That's Macy's.com/backtoschool. We have been told hundreds of times how important it is to take your vitamins every day. And it's true. It really is important. But as adults, we're fully grown humans, so it's really just a matter of maintaining good health. What we don't talk about enough is how important it is for our kids to take their vitamins every day too. And let me tell you something, it starts at a young age. Given how much information we have access to now, it's vital we're feeding our kids products and ingredients that won't harm them later. Did you know most children's vitamins are basically candy in disguise? Yep, you heard it here first. Filled with teaspoons and teaspoons of sugar. Unhealthy chemicals and other gummy junk growing kids should really never be eating. Taking the wrong vitamin can lead to a variety of health issues. This is exactly why Hiya was created. The pediatrician-approved superpowered chewable vitamin for our kids. Made with zero sugar. That's right, zero sugar and no gummy junk that tastes great and will even satisfy the most pickiest of eaters. I've been giving these vitamins to my kids for a while now, and not only do they not complain, but they often ask, is it time to take our vitamins? And it's really cute because they get into it just as much as I do. I love this brand because I know I can truly, really trust them. Pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and vegetables, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, and folate. Hiya supports immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and more. Did I mention they're non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, and everything else you can possibly imagine? Designed for kids of all ages, which is really, really hard to do. All ages, so you don't have to worry about finding them a replacement supplement once they reach a certain age. When you order your first bottle, the package will come with stickers so your kids can decorate it to their liking. My kids are obsessed with the stickers. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com hyahealth.com/lipstick. The seal is not available on their regular website. Go to hyahealth.com. That's hyahealth.com/lipstick and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
Hi guys, welcome to Digging Deep. I'm Dr. Sasha Shokrin, the relational doctor, but more importantly, a human just like you with a story that continues to unfold. Each of our lives is compiled of stories, and my job is to help you detangle those stories. As a psychologist, I'm here to tell you that growth is never linear and that life is full of highs, lows, and everything that exists in between. My plan is to dig deeper into the stories that will inspire us, move us, and remind us that we're never really alone. Don't miss a new episode of Digging Deep every Monday, anywhere you listen to podcasts.
And she has about 1,700 of those text chains going all at once.
She really does. I'm like, I couldn't even find our invitation for Brooks for this summer. I'm like, which text chain is on it? It's you, me, Neely, and Daniela.
But one question I have is, if you are a bride and I'm looking to hire an event planner or a wedding planner, what would you say are like the top three questions to ask? Because you're also interviewing each other, right? Mm-hmm. So what should someone that, you know, lives, you know, in the middle of the country be asking their potential wedding planner? Like, what are the questions that are important to ask?
I would ask, number one, to a wedding planner, will you be there? How does your team work? Because I think that will tell you so much about who you will be working with. And if it's not the person you're talking to, ask if you can speak to that person and get to know them first, too. So that's one. Two, I think they should ask how we work with vendors. Do they have to use our vendors? Can they use any vendor they want? Everyone has a different way of doing that. For us, we like to have a large roster of vendors because we don't want our events.
And I think that's what's so incredible. And we'll do a little rapid fire for their vendor list a little bit, because you work with such incredible artists, and from a ice cream churro rainbow sprinkle cart to a balloon man that stands on his head and blows bubbles. I mean, you really do.
We find them all.
You find them all. What are some of the biggest mistakes brides make?
They don't listen to the people they hire professionally. That's a big one. And I don't just mean planners. If they have a stylist, like, listen to your makeup artist. Everyone's there looking out for you. I think prioritizing the wrong things. Every bride really needs to figure out what means the most to them.
And like, give me an example.
So what's more important, your photographer or your invitations? You should decide, because everyone has a budget. I don't care who you are. And at the end of the day, it's going to come down to priorities. So if you prioritize the wrong things, then you end up not putting as much towards the things you really actually care about.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about low budget, high, low, because it can be done low and it can be done extremely well high. It can be done both. But I do think being honest is, what is that budget? What do you really want to spend? Not what you think you want to spend, but what can you spend?
And I think I agree. And I think where people really go wrong here without a wedding planner wedding planner is that they pick a venue and they pick things off the bat. They have no idea what their budget is. They don't want to sit and think about it. But I want this photographer because I've seen him everywhere and I'm going to hire him without even thinking, well, what does that do to my overall budget? You have to do the budget first. Don't book a venue without a budget, because then what happens? You're stuck with a venue and nothing else.
I know. And a lot of times you spend all the money on the venue. How long does it take to really, I mean, I know with you guys are months and years waiting list, but in terms of when should a bride start looking? Is it a year out? Is it 8 months out? Sometimes she wants it quick.
As far as how long it should take, I would love a year out. That's the best, because then you're able to kind of also see the venue in the season that you're going to be married. So you can kind of go and visit it then, plan throughout that whole year, and then you end up where you are. And there's so many things that can happen, so many twists and turns with vendors, also with your plan, your overall view of it might change. And like, you might want something totally different for your dinner, let's say. And so you want to have that time to make those adjustments.
What do you think some of the best themes are for a wedding? Like a classic wedding?
Obviously classic, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But then I think
ours mostly run with color and flowers, to be honest.
Like a little edge.
Like a little bit of edge, but also like when we think of a theme, we think of the color and like the textures first. And then it all kind of builds from there. Like, and you know, some people are like, oh, let's do Greg Gatsby or let's do this or let's do that. But we, the way we do our design is understated elegance. And it's something that we kind of curate.
And you
out
always
of
have a
colors.
Twist with it.
Oh,
like
yeah.
you do metallics, even yeah. though with a little bit of floral, like no one's business. It's so good. They know I lead with a theme. You lead with a theme.
I love a theme. I love to host. I love, like, Molly and I have that in common. Like, somehow or other, I've ended up being the person that loves to host people for dinner. And I always like to have a theme. I always say to Mike, I'm like, we can't just, like, have dinner. Like, it has to, are we doing Mexican? Are we doing this? Mm. Are we doing that? Like, what's our theme? And I think that I just pull stuff together for myself. But I'm going to pivot from weddings to at-home parties, because I think one of the questions I always have is, like, what do you think if you're having, like, a barbecue at home? Like, should I be using my glassware or should I be using disposable? Like, what do you think are, like, does that kind of make it, like, icky? Or should we be using, like, beautiful bamboo forks and knives? Like, I just, sometimes I think I personally, because I don't, like, I just do it at home myself, I get overwhelmed by how to make it pretty. So, like, what would you say is, like, an easy way for someone at home if they're having, you know, 8 to 10 people over for dinner? Like, what do you recommend to elevate the look and feel of it and make it feel like it has those special touches?
All right, you guys, Fly by Jing. You guys have heard me talk about this delicious brand for a few weeks now, and they are seriously changing the way we eat at home. I am in New York right now, and I literally had a whole conversation about all three sauces from Fly by Jing, and this mom was telling me, it is the shit. It is so amazing. It has changed the way my kids eat, my family eat. It's spicy. It's salty. It's delicious. I'm going to let you in on another little tidbit I recently tried is their dumpling starter pack. It is so beyond good and so fun for the kids. It comes with a variety of different kinds of dumplings, from mushroom to pork and soup dumplings, which we love in the Super household. Plus, you can really get creative and customize them to your liking with the addition of all your Fly by Jing sauces. I highly recommend this. Okay, the next thing on my list, and I love this, it's called the Triple Threat, which you've heard me drool over. It's Fly by Jing's best-selling trio of addictive Szechuan sauces. And I've decided this is what I'm going to be gifting all summer anytime I go over to someone's house. It's unexpected and everyone loves it. It's just the one thing everyone will be pleasantly surprised to receive and then quickly realize it's just the one thing they were missing in their lives. It's restaurant quality right at home. Is there anything better than that? Especially in the summers, we eat at home a lot. We love to make dinners, sit outside as a family, entertain. We keep trying new variations with sauces to meats, to vegetables, to cocktails and desserts. They're really finding their way onto everything. Unusual pairings are kind of a thing. Are you ready to step up your game and elevate your favorite recipes? Get 15% off your entire order at flybyjing.com/lipstick or use code lipstick at checkout. That's flybyjing, FLYBYJING.com/lipstick for 15% off your first order. You can also find Fly by Jing in over 2,500 locations across the country, including Costco, Whole Foods, Target, and Wegmans. Thank you, Fly by Jing. When it comes to supplements, we should never have to worry about what's going into our bodies. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. That is why I love Array. They specialize in two supplements, Bloat and Calm, and they're both created with 100% natural ingredients. I also love them that they have chosen to focus on solving everyday problems women constantly find themselves dealing with. I invest a lot of time and energy into keeping my gut health in check, and Array's Bloat capsules definitely are helping me do that. Let me tell you a little bit about them. I have been using them now for over probably 6 to 8 months. They're a 5-herb and 1-fruit-based digestive enzyme that targets bloat so you feel relief quickly. This is such an important component because it often takes hours for bloating supplements to work. And with Array, they address all the possible causes of bloating, including heartburn, food breakdown, and gas prevention. So this is what I do. I take 2 or sometimes 3 capsules right after a meal, and they don't always have to be followed by something indulgent. There are tons of healthy foods such as kale, broccoli, and cauliflower that are actually really hard to break down, so Array helps no matter what it is you've been eating. They're completely designed to be taken as needed, so they're great to have on hand whether at a home or at a restaurant. With just 6 natural ingredients in a capsule, I know I'm in good hands. Bromelain, ginger root, lemon balm, dandelion root, peppermint, and slippery elm is all there is. There's nothing else. I always say if you can pronounce everything on the back of a label, you're in the clear. You guys, I love Sif. I love Array. I love both of these products deeply. You definitely have to listen to Lipstick on the Rim, our episode with Sif. She is incredible, her journey, her path, how she created Array. You guys, go to array.com. That's ARRAE.com and use code LIPSTICK at checkout for 15% off a one-time purchase or 25% off first month on subscription. I promise you, you're going to love it.
Well, there's two ways, I think, on the glasses. You have your new favorite.
Yeah. So what I was thinking through is, you know, Molly has such a great collection of just not even like things that just curated over the years. Like, she, you know, she's probably got like a cut glass crystal plate that Big Mama used to put her like red velvet on. Like, she has those things she'll pull out, which are really special and unique. But then we'll also pair it with like beautiful glassware that I love. Estelle right now. Do you know that brand?
No.
Estelle. Yeah. I think you can actually buy them at West Elm now. Mm. But they're very just like blown glass, beautiful colors, very light and dainty. But you can do it in a coupe, which she does not like. I love a coupe, and she loves a
coupe.
Wine. A coupe wine glass?
The champagne
almost
glass.
Like a Great Gatsby.
I love a coupe. How do you know like a coupe?
I think they're pretty, but they don't work well. I spill them all
she
over
likes,
myself.
She likes to have like a foolproof spill plan.
I get that.
She likes the wine and I like the coupe in that one. But bringing that kind of element in, and it's not a huge purchase. It's something that you can add to your collection. But also the florals, I think, are something that just kind of punch it up a notch and give it a little polish.
And you always do for me. So we do like a great charcuterie, like one big wooden board of something. And then you'll pair it with like peonies or just like a great, you know, loose roses. You're very good at loose.
Yeah.
And going back to what you said, Emisha, and I feel like we became the queens of shatterproof cups with Molly and all the different designs. I do think there's a way to do really nice cups if they're not glass for something more outside, afternoon, doing something really fun with color, logo. Every house should have their house logo.
Yeah.
That can be on their cups, their napkins. You can wash those shatterproof cups so you're not
the
wasting.
The shatterproof cups that you guys get monogrammed, whether it's the S and the lime green or the M and the, or Casa Stuber. I love the cups and I love them for the kids' parties.
It's an elevated solo cup.
Love a napkin.
It totally is.
Rosé, we have the ones that say summer water.
Did you say it's an elevated solo cup?
It's an elevated
solo. I love that.
It's an elevated solo cup.
As Southern girls, we know.
Yeah, but I do. I love kind of like a center area. Sure. I'll put all the glasses out. I got a beautiful kind of resin wine bucket. It's like a deep, like.
I bought one for you at the summer. I got it at Click. I can't remember the name.
Yeah, Click is a great store for like hosting accessories. It's CLIQ.
CLIC.
They have it in East Hampton in the city. And again, it's that beautiful vase. It's that great wine bucket. And then I'll just.
Yeah. I love investing in a few pieces like that. And I learned that from her because honestly, like, I lived in the city. I didn't host jack shit. Yeah. So when I moved out to the suburbs, that's when I started to like do more. And I learned those tricks from her. So like a few of those, like a beautiful wine bucket, like I keep in my butler's pantry and I
pull
use it and I pull it out. And like when you fill it with ice and put like bottles of wine in for people to grab and help themselves, like that to me is like a really nice touch that I learned from you.
Even for kids, like we'll have this, you know, the stainless buckets that are like $5, pull it up, you know, juice boxes, beer, water, like they love that, you know, and it looks good. It looks contained.
What would be 3 things that you would recommend to someone that you have to do to elevate and polish your party at home?
I think the tray. Mm-hmm. I think everyone, like you were saying, should have a big tray piece. So if it's only 8 to 10 people, you can put a little bucket with ice, beautiful Estelle glasses set up right there, and then have your little snacks, your crudité next to you.
I love a linen cocktail napkin. I know a lot
Me
of people
too.
Don't, but I love a linen cocktail napkin.
I love a linen cocktail.
Don't you?
I love a linen cocktail napkin.
You don't have to spend a lot on them.
Paper napkin.
I love that. The linen like. So there's a difference.
L-I-N-U-N.
Yes. Not L-I-N-U-N. Three ply, but a linen.
I also love, have you guys seen, I think it's Hudson Grace that sells them, the rolls.
The tear-offs.
Yeah.
Those are
fantastic. Chic and beautiful. They come in pops of color.
Love.
They're easy to have. Yeah. You're having people over for dinner outside. Just
There's a great site that it goes deep, so you kind of got to know what you're looking for, but it's called Food 52.
I love that.
We love that.
Taught me to do like a great, beautiful jar or whatever, and then they'll stick the forks and the knives.
What do you think makes the perfect cheese board?
So I think it's the board itself, of course,
yeah.
But also you have to have amazing cheese knives. I think that's like a topic of conversation, but I also think you need to have fruit. And I think you need to have some kind of light floral, like a
edible,
queen,
like pansy,
Anne's lace, or something dainty.
So where does one find that? Like Whole Foods?
Yeah, Whole Foods sells edible flowers now. Did you know?
No.
They have little, GTK. Like they have a mixture and it has pansies and all edible. So it's not worried about.
Yeah, I don't
sick.
Know if you know that, but there's flowers can be super poisonous.
Yes.
Yes.
So I remember a million years ago, I remember we put like a little bit of a blue flower on a chocolate cake and realized that it was a deadly blue flower. So never again, unless they're edible.
We had to throw the half of the cake out. Yeah.
And then what, like prosciutto, like I like buy prosciutto and salami and like cheeses. And how would you perfect?
Yeah, what's the perfect cheese board?
Almonds. Marcona?
I love. I like to get some little bowls for certain olives. Mm-hmm. I can't say that bright green olive. I can't pronounce it.
Do you know what you
Verano.
Like?
I don't know.
I love that one.
So I probably said it wrong. They're so good.
Do you know what we like and we forget about? Is we both like really like salty things.
I do.
I think the people that forgotten about the salty things. So I like to have this tiny little like olive little bowl, like tiny, tiny pinch pot of Maldon salt.
Oh,
and just crush that up on my cheese, get a little more savory in there. And then also we love a mustard. We like
love
a
whole
seed mustard.
So whole seed mustard.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just those are just like something that punches it up
and
a little bit.
And put the olives in olive oil.
Yeah.
Some people like to
put it in it.
That I love because I think that the takeaway for me is make sure you have a really beautiful cheese board. Have a really beautiful. And you can
and
get
different
those.
Kinds of cheeses. A cow milk, a sheep's milk, goats, like a manchego, goat. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And just ask your local like.
Cheese shopper
at the grocery store is like, what is your best? Give me three different cheese.
Yeah. Cheesemonger. Yeah.
There's a great service here in LA called Lady and Larder that you guys turned me on to, and I love them. And just, I can't make it, but it's unbelievable. And I mean, everything that you can imagine is on this charcuterie and crudité. But there's a woman I want everyone to follow. Her name is Ain't Too Proud Meg, and her name is Meg Quinn. And she got known from making cheese boards. And then she got more known from making boards. And she sold a deck of cards called, I think I don't even know, cheese cards, deck cards. And she makes s'more boards. She makes sports boards, cheese
That's
boards,
cool.
crudités. I mean,
so
it
cool.
is so
we'll
good.
To
Ain't
check
Too
her out.
Proud Meg. I've done so much with her. She really is like a complete artist. And every time, like, I work with her, she, like, teaches me how to do that. So if you guys want to try to do it yourself, follow her. And you can take the cards to the grocery store. There's one, a hot chocolate board. I mean, it's great for kids,
yeah,
too.
That's
it's
amazing.
It's a really, really good idea. But I love a board. I love flowers. I love kind of, like, making, like, a central hub. But you guys always do something really well. There's, like, another area. You make every area kind of special. So you'll put a little bit of flowers. A little bit of candles. You're very good with music. Music. Okay, give me like.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we
got
to talk
question.
Music. So do you have certain playlists you go to? Because you're like, something's always great playing.
So we collect all of our playlists because obviously at all our events, clients want different things. I wish I had the time to curate playlists. I don't. We have some friend DJs that will do it for us and we save them.
Michelle.
Yes, of course. Michelle.
My Michelle Page.
We love Michelle.
Michelle Page.
Do you upload those on? Because that is my struggle is music when I have people. And I'm like,
give us some tips.
Yeah. We keep them now on Spotify, right?
You do.
Yeah.
So what can we find those playlists under?
Not sure exactly where we can find them. But
we can set it up so it's
public.
Open to
see.
Yeah.
I think I don't think it is.
Okay. We guys set it up.
Yeah.
And we'll put it on lipstick. Sure.
Someone in my office younger than I has to do that.
You always set the, you know, whether it, you know, you just did Stuber's 50th or you always set you set it with like the music and the vibe. And like, don't underestimate the power of music for a
party.
No,
it's the attitude of the party. It's the attitude of the party.
It's the attitude of the party.
Yeah, it puts people in the right mood when they walk in. They can build it up and they can go into the fun dancing we do sometimes when we cover your pool.
Oh my God, I love
it. You know, like it's just, it's very, very important to kind of feel that mood out for sure.
And if you have multiple things happening over a couple of days, you need different vibes for each one. You can't just play the same.
And sometimes
mix.
In different rooms, we do different mixes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The importance of food at a dinner party. You guys are geniuses at it. What are some of your go-to entrees that you know? I mean, I know mine, but. That you do for me, but what are some of your favorites that you're like, hands down, this is great. What's your favorite fish, like, or like chicken dish or like a steak or?
I feel like in LA, especially right now, there's been a lot of fish, a lot of chicken. I'm not doing so much red meat right now, but I am seeing pasta come back.
Mm. Big time.
Because, you know, for a while. Yeah.
Evan Funky.
Exactly.
You guys get the cookbook.
Exactly.
So I do think people are back on pasta if. It's made gluten-free, bonus points. But I would say keep it light because if you do want the party to continue, whether there's dancing or just drinking later, the heavier you go, people are just kind of going to...
Like, give me a great menu quickly.
Okay.
Start with the salad because, Molly, you always pick the best salads from the
you
beginning.
You do a little gem like there's nobody's
so
business.
Good. I love a little gem.
So
little gem.
Yep.
I love a little gem. It's so light.
With a light with an olive oil and like some salt.
Mustard.
And, like,
in the dressing.
Yeah, mustard in the dressing. We like mustard
a lot.
Are you
secretly French? So there's a great vinaigrette that I've been using for 20 years. Yes, I was engaged to a Frenchman. And he used a red wine vinaigrette or a white wine vinaigrette, oil, salt. But the key ingredient mustard. Was Dijon mustard.
So good.
And there's nothing better. You can do it yourself really quickly. It's delicious.
Yeah. Chop up some shallots in there.
So good.
That's what I have every night, pretty much.
It's so good.
But with butter lettuce.
With the butter lettuce. Because it's so
only
light.
The butter lettuce and it looks good. Yeah. Okay, so we've got a great butter lettuce salad.
I'm going to say salmon.
I know.
I'm going to say salmon too. Me too. I love tomatoes and olives.
I do too.
So good.
And capers.
Love
and just lots of olive oil.
Yeah,
I love it. It looks good on a plate. It looks rich.
Photographs well, yeah.
Photographs well.
So nice, yeah.
But you know what I do love? You guys do a really good, like, thin filet sliced with some type of green.
Like a chimichurri.
A chimichurri. Stuber, I'm starving.
I know, right?
Stuber, you guys are making me.
Stuber loves that so much.
That's
really
good.
Simple. And then again, you'll have like a pasta or.
And veggies. You need veggies.
Because
some people aren't eating.
Pasta.
I know.
Or meat or fish. And I feel like the more vegetables you can give them, the better. I don't even think people
and a
care
good bread.
About starches.
Yeah. Well,
whatever
bread was at your 10-year wedding anniversary
potatoes,
party.
No.
That was the
that
Evan
was
Funky
the
bread.
It was that focaccia.
It was the focaccia.
That's insane.
That's ever had.
Crazy
like,
bread.
I still dream about
it's
that
bread.
Okay, so if you guys are in LA or come to LA, Evan Funky is an incredible Italian. He's just, I mean, he's like an artist with food. I mean, he was on the Today Show. I mean, he's a legend. He just opened a new restaurant called Mother Wolf. And his original is called Felix. And honestly, destinations you have to go to. He really is an incredible, incredible Italian chef. I mean, the focaccia was amazing.
Oh,
his bolognese recipe is 200 years old, he told me last week.
Did he ever give it to you?
No, but I tasted it. It was insane.
So good. And then, so dessert. I have to say.
Something chocolate for me.
No. It's on mess.
You like
and
so
that is
good.
Our
my
signature. Pavlov,
it is their
the
signature.
Best.
Like we bonded over it.
We can do a
you know what you can
Eton's
do, Emisha? Because I love Eton's Mess. We've been doing mini versions, past versions, but I'm a chocolate person. On your crudité and cheese boards,
with
dipped
chocolate
apricots.
Apricots.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing. And actually you can get it down the street at Edelweiss. They have dipped chocolate. Apricots, they're delicious.
I love a dark chocolate sea salt and you just crumble it up. Mm. You put it in a little bowl or like chocolate covered almonds. Like that's what my friends like to eat. Gluten-free brownies, chocolate chip cookies. Like I don't overthink the dessert. I really don't.
No, I mean anything sweet is usually, it's like kind of like pizza. Like you can have pizza that's not great, but it's never like, it's always going to be good. It's like a dessert.
And simple is better.
Yeah.
Simple is better. Oh, let's talk about a kid's party.
Love a kid.
Oh my God, Neely.
I die for a kid.
So we've done Superhero. We've done probably one of my all-time favorite. Brooksie was obsessed with Curious George.
Oh, so
do you remember
good.
That time?
George.
Oh my God.
So cute.
They made that fucking monkey. I mean, he was a cake. I mean,
huge.
It was the best. Was that top tier?
Yeah. Yep. That was
God, I love her.
So good.
Jamaica.
Yep. Yeah.
Jamaica. I fucking love you. She's, if you guys, top tier in LA. She makes cake. It's like, you should be on Is It Cake on Netflix because you're so good.
And the cake tastes good.
And the cake tastes good.
It's so good.
I used someone you use for cookies because I had my cookies shipped from LA for Maeve's third birthday. She was super into Paw Patrol.
Oh, Jessica Varga.
Little Sparks.
Yeah. I love Little Sparks.
Oh, she's amazing. She's you guys great. Look up littlesparks.com.
Mm-hmm. I think so. She doesn't actually live here anymore, but she still ships Little Sparks.
Yeah. It was the most incredible takeaway. I had that as my little goodie giveaway to all the kids.
Well, that's what cute. I want to talk about. Okay. Theme. Parents. Partners. People who just want to throw kids parties, whoever you're out there, come up with a theme, whatever it is. I mean, I will literally say mermaid, Neely. Like, it's like we're playing a card game.
I love
Go.
It.
That's exactly how it
is. It's
goes.
Exactly
Curious yeah. George.
It's just a one, like now Go. We can kind of, you know, I think a lot of times kids' parties are very prepackaged and there's a lot of things that are, it's easier for parents sometimes just to kind of get that from the store and make it what it is. But I do think that you can take something like that and just add your own little like things in there. Molly and I love a DIY and we will
love
DIY
a DIY. Set a little table. Day. Can yeah. I just, can you just give a little advice? Because when people say rentals, it's like anxiety. Like yeah. It's like someone needs to take a Xanax. Rentals are not that hard.
They make your life easier.
Okay, let's really talk everyone through it. Just who are your favorite kids' rentals or like a great rental if someone needed something?
Teak and Lace.
Teak and Lace is
amazing.
One in LA,
Corey. Yeah. She has the cutest mini seating areas, chairs.
So think about a crossback chair at your wedding.
Mini.
Stop it.
I die. It's, and also die. Little benches. And the best thing about it is it's in every color and every texture. So I can order something for Gray for his race car birthday. And then I can go to Unicorn in a couple months for Scarlett.
Yeah, didn't
She's
we have
everything.
For Unicorn, we had the little fur.
Yeah,
fake
fur. A little fake, you know, she does mush. Anyway, it's really great to have those. And then also I think it's important to have, you know, the practical rentals. Everybody gets cold if it gets in the evening or whatever, wherever you are.
You are a big fan. I mean, I'm always going to be like,
of what?
I think we need heat lamps.
A nice little heater.
We own heat lamps on my deck.
Smart you know home. What? It's smart. Smart honestly, because I'm always like, I think we're going to need heat lamps. I've already got five coming.
Yeah.
You have to get the propane, but you...
We have our heat lamp because it's like we
it's
like
so
to entertain
important.
Outside.
Yeah.
But one of the things I'll say about kids' parties too, because again, most people are not necessarily renting furniture for their kids' birthday parties. I think... The thing that's really important to know is you don't have to go to Party City and buy like the cheesy like Mm-mm. Paw Patrol party. Like I did a Paw Patrol themed party for Maeve's third birthday. I made this cake, guys.
Are you kidding me?
I went on Google and well, I'll share
that's
this
awesome.
on social later. But like I made that cake. I bought a simple cake from Billy's Bakery in New York City. And I Googled all these different images of Paw Patrol cakes and I replicated it. And I think that that's like really important is that you can have a kid's theme be Paw Patrol, but still make it feel elevated and special. And I really think that's like I got the Little Sparks cookies and we had like cute
little
takeaways.
A little giveaway.
But I didn't have like the cheesy Paw Patrol like paper tablecloth.
Right.
Like,
I think it goes down from the napkins to the cups
Absolutely.
To the balloons. Yep. There's a place that you guys use that we love the balloons.
Balloon celebrations.
Balloon celebrations. And they can do an arch. They can do like congratulations. They can make a... rainbow masterpiece and it's not crazy expensive.
No, and I think if you have one central, I love how you always have one central decor piece and it's everyone can
the
take
hedge.
A photo in front of it. It's always you
it's
do, we do our cake moment there every year.
Little tip,
yeah.
Do the cake sometimes before everyone gets
100%.
There. If they're small and
Absolutely.
You know they're going to lose their fucking mind,
pictures.
You're not going to get your picture. And guess what? Be a bitch about your pictures
because
I make books and
You have all the memories.
I have every little book and I get your picture. Even if you have to, you know, get a few kids away, parents, whatever.
Even if it's fake.
Even if it's fake, you have your picture.
You got it. Absolutely.
And I, towels. If you're having a pool party, I go to Target, go to Walmart,
Amazon.
Go to Old Navy, Amazon, order 20, one color. They're like, I got a towel. Yes, it was $4.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, things like that.
I think it also, making also the parents comfortable, I think is so important too at a kid's party, and bringing, you know, a little bit of something like that beautiful charcuterie board and the whole, and, like,
or alcohol.
Alcohol. I was just going to say, I am so, we were always known, the Gormley birthday parties were always, like, people came and people showed up ready to party because they knew that, yeah, it was 11 o'clock on a Sunday, but, like, we would be serving rosé or mimosas.
Love.
And at this particular party, we did it at a Mexican restaurant. We rented out half, and it was, like, bottomless margaritas.
Fun.
Perfect.
And I think that's, like, where parents sometimes, like, are, like, standing around. There's,
you're
like, boxes
so right.
of pizza. And yeah. it's just, like, you know, this party actually cost a lot of money because they rented a space. But there's nothing that you walk away that made it really unique or special or particularly
right.
fun.
They're probably Absolutely. Counting the minutes to be able to
exactly.
go home.
Exactly. Yeah. I also love, I want to mention, what's the store that you've taken me to in Pally Village? They sell all the Mary Mary.
Bonjour Fête.
Love.
I think there is such a amazing, elevated paper plate business happening now yeah. where it's not like the Dixie. And I'm no knock on Dixie. They're great.
I love Dixie though.
But, you know, I think that when you're having these kinds of parties and you want to just have like a quick like cleanup time, like let's just, I'm tired. My kids are screaming. It's time to clean up. Like you can have these really beautiful paper plates and you yep. just dump them in the garbage after you're done.
Absolutely.
They're pretty. They're fun. They were a mermaid theme, a unicorn theme, mm-hmm. a rainbow theme, whatever it is. And I think those are really easy. You can go on Amazon. You can go on in a beautiful store like Bonjour Fête and find them.
They do a great job.
They yeah. do a great job. Really, and also, do. You know, you guys made me invest in, I have a great dining room table. Mm-hmm. You guys made me invest yeah. in two linen tablecloths.
Yes.
One white and one like an oatmeal beigey mm-hmm. linen. Worth every penny.
Absolutely.
Every penny. Take it to the.
I really want to ask the question about hostess gifts. Because this is actually a personal question mm-hmm. for me. Like, I always want to think of a thoughtful gift to send or bring. And one of the things I said to Molly, I was like, you know, when you go to someone's house for dinner or you're invited to a party and you bring like a really nice bottle of wine, and half the time, like the host doesn't even realize you've brought something. Like you just put it down there and you're like, oh, it sucks. Like I don't want them to think I didn't show up with anything. So my question for you is etiquette wise, like what do you think is like the right thing to do? What are some great hostess gifts? Like, do you send a gift after? Do you send flowers to say thank you? Like, what is the ultimate 101 in etiquette as a hostess gift?
Well, I think you should bring a gift. And I agree. I think the wine has been done. Neely and I were actually chatting about this mm-hmm. yesterday. We have a friend who owns a company called Arc Elements.
A-R-K Elements. She's incredible. And from she's based out of LA.
Candles to platters.
There's flatware. There's like you could put together like a cute little curated gift from her. And it's very personalized and it's so beautiful. And it goes and it's you're giving it to the hostess. You know, there's floral napkins.
A card to go
with it. It's a little
it.
More Cards, special.
Yeah.
My other thing is I think there's some beautiful glasses out there right now. And I do drink champagne. I got, you know, tired of drinking tequila over the pandemic. I also like to gift a box of four beautiful, they're technically white wine glasses, but they're to be used for champagne because I'm ready to see flutes
go
out the window. Yeah.
Okay. So I also think that's pretty because people can build that collection if we're starting to get rid of champagne flutes, hopefully.
I do love a flower, though. I think you can keep it for a while, and that's that, and it's really beautiful.
Have you seen Renko yet?
No.
Incredible.
Remco?
This is the new one.
Remco.
Another one.
Renko.
Oh, you
R-E-N.
Have. Molly, you have.
I have.
In Santa Barbara during
oh, yeah.
COVID.
Oh, my God. Yes.
That
amazing.
Colorful,
the flowers.
She brings things. She's actually from Hawaii, but she brings all these new plants to the table that you're like, what the heck is that?
And
it's
I also,
so cool.
you know, thinking about that, like some people just think, oh, I can just do florals as like a centerpiece. You can do vegetables. You can do plants.
Yeah.
You can
seeds.
Do seeds, yeah. succulents. Like I think succulents is really underrated, both as like just a set piece and just as a gift. I love for giving someone a picture frame. Like after mm-hmm. I've gone somewhere, yeah. I will actually like have a picture, just get it printed
oh,
and put
that.
It in a great Pottery
really
Barn
thoughtful.
Frame. I'm telling you, I get more compliments on that and it costs nothing yeah. to do it. But it's just like the memory saved. And I think that's really special.
I also love monogramming things if you can.
Yeah.
That
was a thing.
Monogram.
Yeah.
It just takes it up a level on everything. You know
it's
what
so
I mean?
So polished.
Yeah.
Well, that's another good gift is monogram cocktail napkins.
It's yeah. a great mm-hmm. gift. I mean, I get so many things like in that in the summer. I'm like, bring it on. It's
oh,
so
the
good.
The store in the Hamptons.
It's so good. With no names mentioned, What is something that you're like, this is the craziest thing that has ever happened at an event?
She's like, how do I narrow it down?
How do I narrow it
down? The look she just gave Neely is like, there's a lot. How do we pick one?
We have one at least one every event that we, you know, not everyone knows. We're very discreet about these things, but which one do you want to say? Do you want to do the most recent one?
Which one?
Breaking that window?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
We had,
like, there's been so many.
Long story short, we had a bride that wanted to change her outfit, and we turned one of the restrooms into her dressing room. So we kicked everybody out. Nobody can use this restroom. This is a dressing room. Tons of jewelry, tons of clothes, tons of shoes inside. And the security guard decided he needed to go on a break. And so he took the key and he locked the dressing room. Okay, great. You're a security guard. You're doing your job. He broke the key off in the lock.
No. In half.
So she came in, massive wedding gown. She was going to change to her first look or second look. Comes in. She sat there. I take her dress off. Nothing on in one little vestibule. And he was like, it's locked. And I said, no, it's not locked. And he goes, yes, it is. I tried to ram it open with my body, and then I went and got bolt cutters, and I found
I found
a window that was in the back of the bathroom, and I took the bolt cutters, and the whole hotel was screaming at me, you can't do this. I said, I will do this, and I took the bolt cutters, and I smashed the window open and, like, pushed all the glass out, and then right then, they had busted the door open. I was ready to crawl in. So
this is what you will do for your bride to get her to her next book.
We just have to
write a book because
we have to. It's
the
insane.
Psychological drama that entails and the PTSD after every event is really phenomenal.
And the thing is they didn't know what happened. Like she just stayed in there. I said, I brushed off her Balenciagas and I was like, here you go.
I think I needed eight
She didn't realize
days.
It had happened?
No, she was in another room. We put her away so she wouldn't know.
Oh my God.
She realized something was happening.
She realized something was going on, but she let us handle it.
I needed 8 days to recover from that.
That was bad.
Yeah. 8 days.
I had glasses.
I'm gonna find you guys that picture. You might die.
All right. So we're gonna do a little rapid fire really quickly. Best place to buy decor.
I like Burkholm. I really
do.
Burkholm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're on
their online.
They're online as well. They have a great selection of everything. I really love
Burke.
Them.
B-U-R-K-E?
B-U-R-K.
With an E. Doesn't it have an E?
Is that B-U-R-K-E?
I think so. Okay.
Burkholm.
Favorite place to get vases.
Arc Elements.
Yeah, love Arc Elements.
Number one event planning tip.
Trust who you hire.
100%.
Go-to store to buy themed decor.
Bonjour Fête.
Agreed.
Bonjour Fête.
Beyond.
For sure.
Beyond.
Favorite glasses, wine glasses for an event.
I like stemless.
Stemless. I do too.
100%.
Thin stemless.
And you use it for a water glass too.
Mm-hmm.
Most underrated item at an event.
The photo booth. I'm over 100%. Photo booths.
Yeah.
I'm not over a photo booth.
I am.
We want something different.
Because we got to come up with a new twist on the photo booth.
Yeah, I agree.
But I love, like, you. What I love about you, you'll do, like, let's do a tarot card reader. Let's have someone,
or reading. Yeah.
Horoscope. Like, you energy. Go-to cocktail.
Champagne.
I like a dirty martini.
Love it. Event trends you hate right now.
I'm sorry. I just can't stand a gender reveal. Party. I'm sorry. I'm over it.
I am too.
I am so over that.
Like square tables or round tables?
Square. Hate rounds.
Reminds me of a banquet hall.
A long table or individual square tables?
Long table.
I like the mix too. Like a mix.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
Really from a lot from building, architecture,
mine is
magazines.
Most of mine comes from museums. I like to pop into a museum. When I was in New York, I went to the Met. I went and saw some of the, and I'm more production-minded and she's more design-minded. So I love to see how museums set up lighting. I love to see how they use color to, like, make the things come to life.
I mean,
so.
They literally have put in, like, a $2 million wallpaper in a bar. What was the wallpaper
the DeGournay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that was stunning.
It's so cool to find those things
What's,
in museums.
In terms of, like, if someone wanted to hire someone to make, like, the things that you have someone make, like, a backdrop or whatever. Do you have a great vendor for that?
Yeah, I actually do. Her name's Marcella Simply Stated.
She's
here and she's in the Valley, but she can do honestly anything. One time we had her make a metal crown. Mm-hmm. She found her person to do it. She's incredible.
Wow.
Jack of all trades.
Stickers, decals,
wallpaper. Jack of all trades.
I mean, okay, what's a couple of other things so we can do the vendors? Like, what can I ask you? Favorite balloon guy? I mean, that's weird.
Are your vendors, like, national? Because that's the thing that you don't...
That's the thing that's hard. I'm trying to think, like, what we could do that's... Obviously, LA, we've got covered. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have, plenty in different places, but not... Mm-hmm.
Why don't we say...
Let's say a few caterers that you like. What's a few caterers in LA?
East Coast, West Coast.
East Coast, West Coast that you love. We love Annie Campbell.
We love Annie Campbell.
Love. Wonelli's great.
We love Wonelli. From Wonelli. We love
Feast and Fets.
Feast and Fets from New York.
From New York.
Danielle Ballou's company.
Love.
They've been wonderful. We love Paula LeDuc up north.
Mm-hmm.
You know who started a pretty good catering company? They're still growing is Curtis Stone.
Oh, we love Curtis.
He's done a good job.
So they did a birthday for me at Maud. Remember Maud?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that was so good. Maud just reopened back in LA now.
Oh, so good.
And he has another restaurant here called Gwen.
Gwen.
Yep.
Which is also really good. Yeah. He's just talented.
He's really good.
His food is good. You know what I mean? It's really, really good.
And Evan does some really cool events.
So great.
Evan Funky. It's like so good. Yes or no? Do you still love what you do?
Yes.
Absolutely.
We always ask this because, go ahead.
COVID has really been tough on this industry, which is also why we're always wanting to support as many people as we can. It obviously, like, from a job force is a problem. People are having an issue getting labor. If they're really busy, which everyone wants to have a party, they can't take them all because they don't have people to work them. So there's a lot of struggles going on right now. Obviously, things being backordered, everything that we're seeing and putting together new houses, furnishing them, really just trying to support each other.
I mean, your company, and I will say, you kept everyone afloat. I mean, to the point where, like, it was very difficult. I mean, at one point, no one did anything for a span of 7, 8, 10 months. I mean, this is, you have multi-million dollar events every other week. I mean, I know personally, because how stressful that must have been. But even now, again, with the supply chain and all of that, and it's your industry has been really, really hit.
Correct. Yeah.
And well, I'm glad I support it.
No, thank you.
I keep supporting it.
Thank you so much.
We're going to ask two separate questions. Stephanie Cope, if you were to give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
To not take everything so, so seriously.
Hmm. Neely Shell, 10-year-old little Neely, what would you say to her?
It's all going to be okay, girl. It is all going to be okay, no matter what. We have this saying that we always say to each other, and we say, everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end.
I like that.
So that's what we good.
Say. That's what I would tell myself.
Because we flip-flop. When she's having a bad day, I'm having a good day.
You guys are an incredible partners. Yeah. You guys can find them at Stephanie Cove, Neely Shell. Stephanie, you guys are amazing.
Thank you for
I love
us,
you.
Guys.
Thank Follow you. Them. They have incredible stories. Incredible behind the scenes and just tips and tricks and hacks and just
inspiration,
drool and richness that you can just have a little bit of a peek into. It's just, you guys are artists. I mean, I always say that I love that you went to the Met or like to a museum because it's really, truly an art to put something together. And you do it so seamlessly and so expensive. No, I'm just joking. No, you do it on.
We also support day drinking.
Yeah, you support day drinking. But you know, you're good on a budget. I mean, when I'm like, listen, I can't. You're like, you can't. No, you can't. No, but I will say that I've never worked with any other event planner and I've had opportunities from Paris to London to California, it is a 5-star service. So if you are hiring them, you guys really do it all. I mean,
well,
I think that's also why it's like superhero, mermaid. I don't have to do anything.
I just had a visual of me flying back from Napa with you and Stuper, and I'm like in the middle, like your child. We're doing seating diagrams.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
She knows I hate seating diagrams. I hate it more than anything. And just a little note for anyone planning a party, people want to sit by who they know. I love that everybody wants to change it up and skip it up. But right now,
I love splitting up couples.
I don't love splitting up couples.
Either.
I really
don't.
We're grown ups, make our own decisions.
Yeah. I've seen four. I also think this is strange, but I've seen at 4 different events over 8 years, 4 different people cry because they were split up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
There are some people that will move.
And they will move their seats.
There's nothing, 100%. There's no one better than Stuber doing a seating chart. He's so good. And he waits to the last minute. And Stephanie and Neely constantly yell at him.
You know what he's not good at? Making a guest list.
He's terrible.
Yeah,
just to everyone to know this, like, I actually wanted a smaller wedding, but like, he, like, at the end of it, I'm like, he's invited the guests,
he
like,
someone.
Literally.
Yeah.
Do you want to come to our wedding? Like, we're like, maybe we shouldn't have it here because he knows so many people. And I'm like, yeah, we'll have it. It'll cut down the people. Yeah, it didn't change.
I love it.
Nope. I know.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
We're doing a 50th
your...
next year,
yes,
you guys.
That's what I'm excited about.
Oh my God. Can't okay.
Wait.
One word. Camels. That's a wrap on Lipstick on the Rim. You guys are amazing.
Love you.
Love you.
We will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.